Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a miracle-filled life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and move from stuck to unstoppable. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to birth your biggest dreams. Here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hi, everyone. I'm Saskia Roel, and you're listening to Breakthrough Miracles, and I'm so excited. We've moved from Your Soul Guidance Radio into Breakthrough Miracle Radio. And as you know, this show is all about soul, about your soul, how you can access your greatest potential and move from stuck to being unstoppable and break through to that miracle. No matter if that's writing your book or sharing your message to a bigger stage or finding your soulmate or moving to Italy or earning a boatload of money. And that's why today we have an amazing gifted guest, Amethyst Wildfire, who is absolutely a person who is unstoppable. And I'm so excited that she's made the time to be here with us to talk about money. Amethyst will share with us the five sacred acts for coming into the right relationship with money. She's going to talk about the journey of moving away from the security you've always known into that role of creating security for yourself through bringing your blessing out to the world. How to understand why it's vital to be in that right relationship to money in order to do more than just survive and really thrive in life, and discover how we can sabotage ourselves with our inner dialogue about money, explore challenges around asking for money, and learn the five sacred acts for coming into the right relationship with money, and find out how you can attain clarity in your relationship with money so that you can manifest money, magic, and miracles in your life. So I would say stay tuned for the next hour. Breakthrough Miracles is live on each Wednesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Let's talk about Amethyst first before we talk about money. Amethyst is an absolute amazing woman. She is an inspiration to all of us, and she's really one of the most multi-talented persons I know. Years ago, we met at Kripalu at a Munai Ki training, and she really stood out. I think there were like 80 people there. And who knew we would be talking on the radio so many years later? Amethyst Wildfire, she is the speaker, shaman, and divine destiny mastery mentor. She is a multidimensional visionary healer, speaker, performer, author, teacher, artist. And she's so passionate about serving the visionary leaders and conscious entrepreneurs who really want to leap fearlessly in their highest level of purpose and service, and also want to profit handsomely from following their soul's path. Her clients across the globe, she helps them reveal their hidden gifts and talents and energize them to really implement it in their own mission and purpose in the world. She's also an initiated shamaness in the Inca tradition, a crystalline ascension crystal healer, a nationally ordained crystal singing bowl, sound therapist, and a published author of many books. Well, let's ask Amethyst how 3D life is here on the planet. Amethyst, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. And thank you so much for having me, Saskia. And I remember you as somebody who stood out at that training as well when we met. And so here we are many years later. And it's such a joy to see the seeds of connection that were planted and how they flower over time and bear fruit. So thank you for doing what you do in the world and for providing this platform for me and many others to share our gifts. It's deeply appreciated. And I have to also say to you, Saskia, that I thoroughly enjoy getting my Monday morning soul cards.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. And I should mention that right away for anyone who's listening. What I said in the beginning, you know, you want that breakthrough miracle. And I have on my website, www.breakthroughmiracles.com, you can access the 7 free gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle. And like, whether if it's like you want to birth your book or find your soulmate or change your career, and you want to create that breakthrough miracle, there's 7 gifts. You can get them for free. Plus, you will every Monday morning get your free Monday morning soul card reading. So if you're at your computer, go to breakthroughmiracles.com. Thank you, Amethyst, for mentioning that.
Oh, you're welcome.
People will love that. Amethyst, what has been your biggest breakthrough miracle?
Oh, my goodness.
You probably have more.
There's multiple breakthrough miracles. I mean, we could go back to when I had my first spiritual awakening and, where everything kind of initiated. I think that initial breakthrough is always probably the one that seems to be most powerful when you first have that connection with your source, with spirit. I think it's the one that remains most prevalent in my memory.
Yeah.
And, you know, was the one that was the most powerful, initiator. It's kind of like a seed that gets germinated. When it bursts open, it's like, whoa, that was big. And then, of course, there's just a continuation of miracles that happen again and again and again. I think, since we're here to talk about money today, I think probably the biggest money miracle I experienced was when I really started to understand the value of the transformation that I offer for people.
Yeah.
And I finally came to the understanding that it wasn't about me and it wasn't about my work necessarily. It was really about creating that space for people to step in and say, yes, I'm worth it to themselves. And, that it was time for them to have that, whatever that transformation was that I was offering. And then that took every bit of self-doubt and fear and hesitation and, criticism and all of that stuff that can come up for us out of the equation for me, because it had nothing to do with me. I was just really creating a space for people to step in and make a transformation in some particular area. So, for today's talk, we're talking about the area of money. And most of the time, the people that I'm working with are what I would call visionary entrepreneurs who have a big message. So I work with visionary entrepreneurs and I help them internally as well as practically to bring that big message out into the world. And there are 3 aspects to that. There's the mission. What is their mission? What is their clear message that they're here to deliver, and how are they going to monetize it? So, for me, I think that breakthrough of really just getting clear, it's not about me. It's about my people, and it's about their message, and it's about the transformation they're here to offer that they're not able to because they're stuck in some area. And so that was pretty big for me. And it opened up a lot more money coming into my life.
That is a pretty big pretty big miracle. And I want to talk also about, as you guide, spiritual entrepreneurs, and there is somehow very often this mismatch about, spirituality and then also, profit handsomely, as you say, by following that path. But we're going to talk about that after the break, because we're almost heading for the break. And after the break, Amethyst, I also would love you to mention your website. So people, just stay tuned. You can, connect with Amethyst and hear more about this really, I think, very empowering conversation about how, let's talk about money and the 5 sacred acts for coming into the right relationship with money. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
there's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late, though we really did try.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, and today we're talking about money with Amethyst Wildfire. Amethyst, how do people connect with you?
They can connect with me through theempoweredmessenger.com. And for your listeners, I have a special page. They can go to theempoweredmessenger.com/gifts to receive some gifts from me. And they can also call me at 603-594-2744. Lots of people forget that we can still pick up and use the golden phone.
That's true. That's right. Okay, great. So, I would still love to hear a little background about your journey with money, Amethyst. How did you come to the place where you're now with money?
Sure. Well, for many years, I was in real estate and real estate development, and I spent, about 20 years in that career. And during that time, I was mostly working, and I was in an entrepreneurial partnership, but the way that the partnership worked was my partner put money in, and I took money out, kind of in the form of a paycheck. It wasn't really a paycheck because it was a partnership, but I was receiving money on a regular basis for serving in the partnership. and it was like getting a paycheck. And, you know, I don't think I ever got above $50,000 in a year in that business. But when we built our last development, that ended up paying off significantly and handsomely. I ended up with $700,000 all at once, and that was a pretty significant shift in my reality with money. And it was interesting because that happened after I had had a spiritual awakening and had gotten onto the medicine path and started doing some healing work for myself and for the land and for, you know, for my family and working with clients. And what was really interesting for me when I went on the metaphysical path was I really had to start asking for money for myself. And, you know, it took me a while to really allow myself to harvest my own inner gifts and my divine wealth and then value it appropriately and then go through the process of asking for money in the marketplace. And it was, you know, it's really interesting when you become an entrepreneur, Saskia, because literally you're making it up and you can be serving in the marketplace on any part of the spectrum. So I like to use the analogy, you can be the dollar store person or you can be the Tiffany's person or you can be anywhere in between. And really, it's your choice to decide where you're going to position yourself in the market and how you're going to value what you have to offer and ask for money. So it's been an interesting journey. And when I first got online and started serving entrepreneurs and started being a messenger, the first year I gave everything away for free because that's what it looked like everyone else was doing. And I had no idea how to actually make money and ask for money. And then I learned some tools and I did my own inner work to help me to be able to stand firmly in my power and claim my value and have those selling conversations. And I got into right relationship with money and I really understood that money is this tool that allows us to effectuate transformation in the world. And when I was able to do that, I immediately skyrocketed to multiple six figures. In my first year of coming into right relationship with money, I had made $174,000. And I've consistently made or broken through past that every single year since then. And so even in my old career, 20-year career, I never went beyond $50,000 in an annual revenue or annual income to myself. And here all of a sudden, when I'm claiming my own value and in right relationship with money, I've skyrocketed through to a whole new level. And I'm really in a space as an entrepreneur where the sky's the limit. I can create as much money as I'd like.
Amethyst, but what was that breakthrough? Because there needs to be, I guess, an initial breakthrough where you go from, you know, you as an entrepreneur, you charge a certain amount of money and then suddenly you're like, you know, I want to step it up. But then your consciousness somehow have to match it because you can say, okay, I'll ask $150 per hour or, you know what, I'm done with that. I'm going to ask $800 per hour. But there needs what needs to happen in that zone?
Well, you know, I think part of it is that you do have to come into right relationship with money. And, you know, we're going to talk about the five sacred acts of doing that. But the other part of it, I think, really goes back to what I said my breakthrough was, which was really getting that it's not about you. It's about your client and it's about your potential client and what they really are craving, what they really want, what they really need. And being able to understand the value to them of making that change. So, for example, if somebody is, you know, is kind of hovering right at that six-figure mark, they and they want to break through six figures, everything that they've been doing mentally and physically, you know, practically and spiritually up until that six-figure point literally has to be you have to stop doing a lot of those things because when you break through the six figures, when you're on the other side of that, everything you did to get there doesn't work to sustain you there or move you forward to the next level. So a lot of it is letting go. It's really letting go of the things that work to get to you, to get you to where you made the breakthrough. Now you have to start cultivating new practices. So one of the practices that I'm cultivating in my own business right now is I'm asking myself some really interesting and powerful questions like, what would I be doing if I owned a $10 million business? Or what would I be doing if I owned a $100 million business? And, you know, certainly if I owned a $100 million business, I would not be going in to fix the merchant account in my shopping cart like I did this morning, right? Yeah. That there would be people who would be taking care of that. And I think at every level, you also have to step into more power and more leadership and learn how to manage additional people and create teams and hold a higher vision that other people can get behind. So the further up the money scale you go, the more your role becomes visionary and the less your role becomes doer.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Well, I'm very interested in those five sacred acts of how can we come into that right relationship with money.
Great. Well, so we use the acronym ACTTS, and the first letter, A, is that you really need to come into acceptance and awareness of what is. So, the acceptance and the awareness that rose up for me around money was that I needed to value everything I was bringing to the table and, create this vessel, which is my business, my entrepreneurship, that holds and carries my message out into the world and that would bring all of my gifts to the table, plus, 20 years plus of real estate work and 10 years of metaphysics, and that would appropriately value not only my experience or the thing that I could create, whether it was a house when I was in real estate or a piece of art, but that this transformation would take place for the people who came to take part in the work. And, when I got over that, I got over myself. So you have to be in that space of acceptance and awareness, of allowing what is, so that you can stop judging and saying, I'm in this place where I'm not good enough, or my stuff isn't good enough, or whatever it is that you're judging, and really just accept, okay, here's where I'm at. Here's where I'm at with my money. Here's where I'm at with my career. Here's where I'm at with my business. And you've got to be able to accept and allow and be aware of where you're starting. Because if you don't know where you're starting, you can't figure out the route to get to where you want to go. It's like if you want to go to New York, Saskia, are you in San Francisco or are you in Boston?
Right.
So that step is really important, to just come into awareness of where you're at. And it's something that I teach. I have a course called the Money, Magic, and Miracles Clarity Course. And the first, it's a 21-day course. The first 7 days is all about raising awareness and coming into acceptance of where you're at. And a lot of people in their relationship with money, they don't want to look at it. They don't want to look at it. They don't want to see it. They don't want to pay attention to it. They just kind of put their head down and keep going forward. And sometimes when you look at what's going on with your money, you discover, pleasantly that things are better than you thought they were.
Yeah, it's so true. Last week, I don't know what I was doing, and suddenly I was like, what happened last week? And I just looked at the money I had generated, and, I had kind of not even put awareness to that, and it was so empowering. Like, wow, there was a lot of money that came in, and I didn't even realize it, and I thought I better, pay attention to this. It's in our busyness. We don't even, really create awareness or time for awareness, I think.
Exactly. And, one of the things that that I do like to do is I like to not judge either way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like looking at the big pile of money and saying, oh my God, this is great. Oh my God. You know, that's kind of judging as well. You know, part of the work is to see if we can come into some kind of a neutral space with money so that we are saying, you know, okay, things are moving along.
I don't want to break you off, but I see that we are heading for break time.
It's all good. That's what we are here to do.
Stay tuned. We'll talk about money more after the break.
Walking down this rocky road, wondering where.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world.
We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, and today we have our special guest, Amethyst Wildfire, and we're talking about money. And Amethyst, how can people talk more about money and other things with you? How do they connect with you?
They can reach me at theempoweredmessenger.com, or they can call me at 603-594-2744. Yeah, so I would love to have people contact me. That would be awesome. And I do have some special gifts for your audience at theempoweredmessenger.com/gifts. So, yeah, let's jump in a little bit more because I want to make sure that we have time to get through all of the five sacred acts before we come to the next break. And, you know, every time I do radio, it's like, oh my goodness, we're on another break. How did we get there so fast? So,
I agree.
So I just want to make sure that I cover all five sacred acts because that's what we promised everyone. And I will definitely, before we end the show, tell people where they can get more and do, you know, some work around coming into right relationship with money. So the second act, which is the C, is clearing your contracts and beliefs. And contracts are these energetically embedded agreements that we've made with the universe, with ourselves, with whatever, that are living out and playing out in our lives. And it's interesting because on the break, you and I were talking about a specific form of training that you and I are both equipped to do. And, you know, when we learned that training, we were given the impression that this is the way to do it. So we made, literally, you made an agreement, we made an agreement internally that said, oh, this is the way to do it. And the truth is that we are powerful creators, so we create all of these contracts and we can just as easily discreate these contracts. So a lot of times what I find is that people have karmic contracts that they have made with themselves around money and around being able to receive money. And I actually, as I mentioned, I have this course, the Money, Magic, and Miracles Clarity course. When it came through me, because my work comes through me, it comes from source and I just channel it right on through. When this course came through me, it was so great. I was like, oh my God, this course is awesome, that I did it myself. And I've just done it myself again because you can always have a cleanse about your relationship with money. It's kind of like a physical body cleanse. You know, if you do a physical body cleanse periodically, it's a good thing for your body. So I have made the decision in my own life that I'm going to do my own money cleanse at least 4 times a year. And I found a contract in my work this time that I didn't see in the last time. And the contract that came up was from a previous lifetime where I had been a thief. And I made an agreement with myself in that lifetime that I would never take money ever again that I hadn't worked for. So what that does is that actually closes off your capacity to receive money in other ways. You know, people could tithe to you, they could give you a gift, you could win money. There's all kinds of ways that money can come to you and come through you. And because I had that contract, I was blocking off any money that didn't come to me through working and working hard. So it's super important to go through the process of figuring out what your contracts are around money and clearing those contracts so that you can really move forward and have a powerful and positive relationship with money. And so the T, the third act, is tallying. And tallying refers to structure. And it means tallying up the numbers, you know, putting the numbers in the boxes and being clear about what the numbers are. I talked before the break about how people just don't even want to look at it. So in general, tallying stands for the sacred structures. And it's not just the structure of putting the money into the boxes and adding it all up and looking at it, but it's this bigger structure of being able to take credit cards in your business, how you're going to account for things, paying your taxes, organizing how all you're working with money. And this applies both personally as well as professionally. So it doesn't have to be just for business owners. If anybody has issues with money, this course will be useful to them. And tallying is useful to you. So these sacred acts apply whether or not you're in business. But when you're in business, it becomes doubly important. You know, having a relationship with the financial institution that holds your money is an important part of this tallying, this sacred structure piece. Do you have any questions of the first three acts? So we have awareness, acceptance, right? We have clearing your contracts, and then we have tallying or creating these sacred structures.
No, I love it. It's very clear. But, you know, people might think, you know, great, but, you know, you got to have the insight to, you know, I work a lot with clearing and past lives and all that stuff with my clients as well. But if how do people do it? Do you have a technique people can check in on that themselves, Amethyst, like how to clearing contracts or tune into them?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you are having any kind of challenge with money that seems to be repeating, so you have, you know, you go through an experience and then you feel like things have resolved and then several months or years down the road, the same experience starts to happen again, that's usually a good indication that there's some kind of a contract
right.
running.
Yeah.
And when you have that awareness that there is a repeating pattern happening, then that's where you really want to get facilitation around how to clear that contract. And one of the things that I offer in the money course is a whole segment on clearing karmic contracts where I take people on journey and we go to the origin of where that contract was formed. And it's really surprising because a lot of times you don't realize that you're running a contract, but when you go through the process of revealing that contract, when you take yourself into a place where you put the bright shining light of your awareness, and this is where the A comes in, you have to put the awareness on, I've got a pattern here. And instead of continuing to play out the pattern, now that you've got that pattern in your awareness, you can follow the energetic trail of that pattern to where it originated from. And it's often from a contract. It's not always from a contract, but often a contract is in place that initiated that pattern at some level in your journey.
That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. So the second T in our acronym here is tuning up. And tuning up is all about the different frequencies of money and our relationship with money. So we have three frequencies that I've identified. We have the scarcity frequency, we have the abundance frequency, and we have the wealth frequency. And each of those frequencies has a different experience for you. And you can shift your frequency so that you're experiencing all three of these. You know, we go through all three of these frequencies. So this frequency of scarcity is when it's like money is coming to you like water coming into the desert. Sometimes it's raining and sometimes it's not. When it's raining in the desert, there's a flood and then all of a sudden it just dries right up again. When you are experiencing that flood of money and then it dries right up again and you're dry for a long period of time, you are in the scarcity frequency. The abundance frequency is more like being in the ocean. It's like, oh my God, it's all around you. The money is coming in, it's going out, it's coming in, it's going out, it's coming in, it's going out, but it never really sticks. And so when you're in the abundance frequency, you can't deny that there's money all around you and opportunity all around you, but it never feels like you are on solid ground. It's always very fluid. The wealth frequency is where we learn how to allow for flow and containment. And the wealth frequency is more like the way that they have dammed up the Colorado River using the Hoover Dam, and they've created Lake Mead. And all of the power that's contained by kind of stopping the flow of the Colorado River or diverting the flow of the Colorado River so that it pools up, actually becomes generative. Mm-hmm. So the power in the flow is now being used to create, literally to create electricity that electrifies most of the West Coast. It also, that Colorado River being dammed by the Hoover Dam, allows for water to be diverted, and that water is used to irrigate the fields, and the fields are generating.
We're already heading to break time, I see, and we don't want to break that dam, so we're going to talk about that after the break. This is so interesting.
Great.
And we still have one more sacred act coming up after the break. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, Seven Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free seven gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hey, everyone. We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio with Saskia, and we have our amazing guest, Amethyst Wildfire. I want to make sure that I mention it again. If you want to have that breakthrough miracle, and learn how to start listening to your soul and, you know, get from stuck to unstoppable. I have a great gift, 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle. And you can find that on breakthroughmiracles.com. That is breakthroughmiracles.com. You also get the Monday morning soul card reading, which everybody loves, that keeps you on track and you know what your week is going to look like or what guidance you can use. And today the week was about power, tapping into your power, your inner power, calling on the power of the horse from the medicine wheel. But now today we're talking about the power to create money, and we have Amethyst Wildfire, and Amethyst also has a great gift for you. Amethyst, can you tell us about that?
I can, yes. I'm really excited to share with everyone today an opportunity to come into right relationship with money by making an investment in yourself through my Money, Magic, and Miracles Clarity Course. And you can find that at www.theempoweredmessenger.com/money course. And what I have for your listeners today, Saskia, is we have that on special down from $197. It is a $97 investment, and that will give you the 21-day Money Clarity Course, where you'll receive a week of coming into awareness. In that first week, we're going to invite you to come into awareness and practice some of these sacred acts. We're going to ask you to do some tallying and just really getting clear on where you're at. And then in the second week, it's a whole week of ceremony and ritual that will help you to find those karmic contracts and uncover the dirty deals that you've made with money and really allow you to tune in to the different frequencies of money and where you're at with those frequencies. And then in the final week, there is a whole week of activations to activate your new relationship with money. So that's at theempoweredmessenger.com/money course. And we have that, as I said, for your audience at a special price of $97. So, and it comes in a 21-day email series. So every single day, you'll get an email with an exercise for you to do, plus a telephone call from me to remind you to keep moving forward fearlessly in your cleanse and to allow that process to really impact your life and your relationship with money in the most positive and powerful way.
Sounds pretty good. Great. Well, thank you so much for making that special offer. Amethyst, we still have the S from the Sacred Acts to talk about.
Yes, we do. And this is the fifth act. The fifth act is saluting your source. Because, you know, this is what really holds it all together. This is about honoring and celebrating that money and abundance and supply and all of the stuff, all of the physical experience of life, and particularly the sacred aspect of our life, of which money is a divine gift, it all comes from Source and it all returns to Source. So it is Source that fills our lives with the energy of abundance, and it's one of the delivery devices that the divine sends abundance into our lives with is money. So I was on a show yesterday where I said money is sacred, and the host went, "Ah, money is sacred." It was like such a foreign thought for her that money was sacred. She was like shocked, and it really took her aback. And the truth is, everything in our world is sacred, and money as well as, you know, all the things that it touches are sacred. And Source sends us money to take the opportunity and take advantage of and experience that sacredness. And it's up to us to choose that it's sacred and to choose to be in that sacred relationship with money and to do all of these other steps. So saluting to the source and really smiling and basking in the opportunities that are before us and the blessing that money is, and really loving money and our relationship with money in a positive and powerful way, and realizing that, you know, money is, it's awesome. It's awesome to have money, Saskia. It's really good. It's fun.
Super. It's great.
It's It's amazing. It's amazing. And what I love about talking about money and saluting source and really smiling and being in this beautiful right relationship with money from the point of view of working with entrepreneurs and visionary entrepreneurs is the more money that I make in my business and you make in your business and others, you know, my clients and your clients make in their business, the more we actually can bless more people. So the more money I make, the more people I can bless because I can make more things like this product, the money course. When I had some spaciousness in my business because money was flowing well, it allowed me to free the wizard and be creative and create this money course that now I can bless more people with. And so the whole thing becomes generative, and that's something to smile about.
Mm. It's true. And like you mentioned really in the beginning, is like, you know, there are many ways that money can come through us, to us, not only through hard work, but through, we don't know. There's the universe can, you know, send it to us in an envelope. I mean, that has been happened to me where, you know, that the money was just sent to me. I mean, but we forget that, I think.
Well, we absolutely have in our culture, especially, and especially in New England, where you and I both live, there is definitely this overarching kind of cultural regional contract that says, if you're not working hard, you don't deserve to receive money. So when I broke that contract for myself, because I do this work all the time and because I am intentional when I'm doing this work, I used my experience of breaking that contract to also invite that contract be broken for the whole region and for the whole culture. Like, let's become more open to receiving money in all kinds of different ways. And more importantly, let's love every experience that we have with money. So I have a little practice that I do once a year called the 100 Days of Gratitude, where every single day I take a bill, whether it's a dollar bill or you can use any amount, you know, you can choose any amount of money that you want. But every single day I write on that bill, gratitude is the currency of the universe and currency is gratitude in action. And when I give that bill to somebody, I give it to people like who inspire me. When I give that bill to somebody, I'm intending to bless the entire money supply and to put love into the money supply.
So every day you pull out one bill?
I do. I pull out one bill and I find somebody to give it to who inspires me, who's given me spiritual food. So one day I saw this van that had all these smiley faces on it and it made me smile. So I stuck the dollar bill underneath their windshield washer blade.
I love it. And I we're heading to the end of the show, but I know I received once a dollar bill from you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
In the mail.
In the mail. So money in the mail. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, letting yourself receive is super important when you're in relationship with money.
Yes.
Yeah.
And being so happy about it. And yesterday I was in the store and I just didn't have enough money to buy, you know, I didn't have cash money on me and I was buying cat food because I had forgotten it into this little store. And this guy said, well, just take it. You know, one of these kids, 20-year-old kids behind the counter. And I was like, what? But I took it and I thought, wow, you know, the universe is just giving me this. This is great. Thank you. Thank you. I receive. But we're going to wrap this up. Everybody, I've tremendously enjoyed talking with Amethyst Wildfire. Next week, we're back on Wednesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central and 9 Eastern Time. We're having James Twyman. And I look forward to hearing from you. And have a wonderful week.
You've been listening to Breakthrough Miracles, where you move from stuck to unstoppable. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover what happens when you live a miracle-filled life. Begin a journey to a life with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, listen to your soul, and give birth to your biggest dreams. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com to receive your free
free 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle or to schedule your soul coaching session with Saskia. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you.
And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.